you Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah, and chapter 46. The idols of Babylon, Bel and Nebo, are being hauled away on ox carts. But look, the beasts are stumbling. The cart is turning over. The gods have fallen out onto the ground. Is that the best that they can do? If they cannot even save themselves from such a fall, how can they save their worshippers from Cyrus? Listen to me, all Israel who are left. I have created you and cared for you since you were born. I will be your God through your lifetime. Yes, even when your hair is white with age. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you all along and be your Savior. With what in all of heaven and earth do I compare? Whom can you find who equals me? Will you compare me with an idol made lavishly with silver and with gold? They hire a goldsmith to take their wealth and make a god from it. And then they fall down and worship it. They carry it around on their shoulders, and when they set it down, it stays there, for it cannot move. And when someone prays to it, there is no answer, for it cannot get them out of trouble. Don't forget this, O guilty ones. And don't forget the many times I clearly told you what was going to happen in the future. For I am God, I only, and there is no other like me. Who can tell you what is going to happen? All I say will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. I will call that swift bird of prey from the east, that man Cyrus from far away, and he will come and do my bidding. I have said I would do it, and I will. Listen to me, you stubborn evil men, for I am offering you my deliverance, not in the distant future, but right now. I'm ready to save you, and I will restore Jerusalem and Israel, who is my glory. O Babylon, the unconquered, come sit in the dust, for your days of glory, pomp, and honor are ended. O daughter of Chaldea, never again will you be the lovely princess, tender and delicate. Take heavy millstones and grind the corn. Remove your veil, strip off your robe, expose yourself to public view. You shall be at nakedness and shame. I will take vengeance upon you and will not repent. So speaks our Redeemer, who will save Israel from Babylon's mighty power. The Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Sit in darkness and silence, O Babylon. Never again will you be called the Queen of Kingdoms. For I was angry with my people Israel, and began to punish them a little by letting them fall into your hands, O Babylon. But you showed them no mercy. You have made even the old folks carry heavy burdens. You thought your reign would never end, Queen Kingdom of the world. You didn't care a whit about my people. Think about the fate of those who do them harm. O pleasure-mad kingdom, living at ease, bragging as the greatest in the world, listen to the sentence of my court upon your sins. You say, I'll never be a widow, I'll never lose my children. Well, these two things shall come upon you in one moment. In full measure, in one day, widowhood and the loss of your children, despite all your witchcraft and magic. You felt secure in all your wickedness. No one sees me, you said. Your wisdom and knowledge have caused you to turn away from God and claim greatness above anyone in all the world. And that is why disaster shall overtake you suddenly, so suddenly that you won't know where it comes from. And there will be no atonement then to cleanse away your sins. Call out to the demon hordes you've worshipped all these years. Call on them to help strike deep terror into many hearts again. You have advisors by the ton, your astrologers and stargazers who try to tell you what the future holds, but they are useless as dried grass burning in the fire. They cannot even deliver themselves. You'll get no help from them at all. Theirs is no fire to sit beside to make you warm. And all your friends of childhood days shall slip away and disappear, unable to help.
stars, I hear the rolling thunder. My power throughout the universe displayed. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art!
Then sing my soul.
People, you swear allegiance to the Lord without meaning a word of it. When you boast of living in the holy city and brag about depending on the God of Israel, time and again I told you what was going to happen in the future. My words were scarcely spoken when suddenly I did just what I said. I knew how hard and obstinate you are. Your necks are as unbending as iron. You are as hard-headed as brass. That is why I told you ahead of time what I was going to do, so that you could never say, my idol did it, my carved image commanded it to happen. You have heard my predictions and seen them fulfilled, but you refuse to agree it is so. Now I will tell you new things that I haven't mentioned before, secrets you haven't heard, and then you can't say, we knew that all the time. Yes, I'll tell you things entirely new, for I know so well what traitors you are. Rebels from earliest childhood, rotten through and through. And yet for my own sake, and for the honor of my name, I will hold back my anger and not wipe you out. I refined you in the furnace of affliction, but found no silver there. You are worthless, with nothing good in you at all. And yet for my own sake, yes, for my own sake, I will save you from my anger, and not destroy you, lest the heathen say their gods have conquered me. I will not let them have my glory. Listen to me, my people, my chosen ones. I alone am God. I am the first. I am the last. It was my hand that laid the foundations of the earth. The palm of my right hand spread out the heavens above. I spoke, and they came into being. Come, all of you, and listen. Among all your idols, which one has ever told you this? The Lord loves Cyrus. He will use him to put an end to the empire of Babylonia. He will utterly rout the armies of the Chaldeans. But I am saying it. I have called Cyrus. I have sent him on this errand, and I will prosper him. Come closer and listen. I have always told you plainly what would happen, so that you could clearly understand. And now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me with this message. The Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says, I am the Lord your God, who punishes you for your own good, and leads you along the paths that you should follow. Oh, that you had listened to my laws. Then you would have had peace flowing like a gentle river and great waves of righteousness. Then you would have become as numerous as the sands along the seashores of the world, too many to count, and there would have been no need for your destruction. And yet even now, be free from your captivity. Leave Babylon, singing as you go. Shout to the ends of the earth that the Lord has redeemed his servants, the Jews. They were not thirsty when he led them through the deserts. He divided the rock and water gushed out for them to drink. But there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecy.